Tensions in Jerusalem have escalated again after yesterday's attack on a synagogue in which four rabbis were killed during morning prayers. The attack was carried out by two Palestinian cousins and believed to be in response to the death of a Palestinian bus driver in the area on Monday. He was found hanged in his bus. The Israelis say it was suicide. The Palestinians suspect foul play. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli response to the synagogue attack will be severe. He addressed the media a short time ago.
This attack was done in cruelty against the people of Israel and against the state. Hamas, the Islamic, and the Palestinians have no end to the terror against the state of Israel. They say that the Jews are trying to get onto the Temple Mount and to destroy the prayer places of prayer. This is a lie, and the lies have already paid a heavy price.
That's the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking through a translator this morning. Gil Hoffman is the chief political correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. Gil, welcome to breakfast.
Pleasure being with you on a very tough day here in Israel.
Yeah, very tough day. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come back with a tough response too. He's in fact warning of a harsh response to this attack. And I understand he's already ordered the demolition of the homes of these attackers in East Jerusalem. Now, both the men who went into the temple and killed those people, to the synagogue and killed those people, are dead. What is the point of going and destroying their homes now?
The point of it is to try to restore deterrence. Israel desperately needs these acts of violence to stop. It's gotten to the point where we're afraid to walk in town, we're afraid to go to a synagogue. We don't know what they're going to do next, and that's the true definition of terror, when you're afraid to live your life. The way I responded to the attack was to take my children to a festival in town that was safe, it wasn't canceled, because living life is the way that you can respond to terror and defeat it.
So you're saying at the moment you and others are frightened of what could happen at any point at any time. Has there been a number of these kind of attacks now against Israelis in recent weeks?
Absolutely. You know, it started among Jews who were living in Arab neighborhoods or near Arab neighborhoods, and people didn't make a big deal of it. But then it's turned into areas that everyone goes on every day, like the train that goes through town where a car drove into a three-month-old baby trying to murder as many people as he could. And now what happened this morning, our time, yesterday, your time, was at a synagogue. It's not anywhere near an Arab neighborhood. We're only ultra-Orthodox, none of whom serve in the army in Israel. You know, people just learn Torah all day. What did they do? Why did these people have to go in there and try to kill as many people as they can with a gun and two butcher's knives? It's absolutely terrible, and now we need the world to wake up. Stop equating what's going on with the two sides and try to get the Palestinians to stop this.
The Palestinians, of course, are doing the equating. Hamas is calling for the continuation of these, what they describe as revenge operations. This one, apparently, in revenge for the hanging of a man, a bus driver, a Palestinian bus driver, who was hanged, I think, near this area, seems to be the correlation here.
You know, that's interesting because yesterday a Palestinian pathologist who was there doing the autopsy said the man committed suicide. He wasn't hung. The man killed himself in his bus. It's terrible. You know, these blood libels, the people believe them, you know, and the mass media report them as if they're fact. When doctors who are Palestinian examined him and found that he committed suicide, but now people are using that as an excuse to go into a synagogue and start hacking people to death. It's very important that the media among the Palestinians and around the world behave responsibly to prevent more from happening.
Gil, we heard the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying there that this apparently, according to the Palestinians, he said some believe Jews are trying to get onto the Temple Mount. That is not true. But it is true, isn't it, in recent times that some religious Jews have started arguing for the right to pray at the Temple Mount.
You know, it's
or
a democracy.
Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Yes, it's a democracy, and there are people in this democracy who believe that Jews should have the right to pray up there. They're the minority, and they're not the government. Netanyahu has refused. Netanyahu has declared he will continue to have Israel having a policy of discrimination. That's right, discrimination against Jews. Any Muslim can go up on the Temple Mount and pray. Jews are forbidden to go up on the Temple Mount and pray, even though it's the holiest site in Judaism, where the two temples stood, where that King Solomon built one of them. And that's what's going to continue to happen. The status quo is not going to change because Israel doesn't want there to be an excuse for any Muslims to do in Israel what they're doing in Iraq and Syria. And yet, even when Israel's not doing it, they're pretending that Israel is and using it as an excuse to do what they're doing in Iraq and Syria.
Been described as the worst attack in Jerusalem since 2008. As we've heard, the Israeli government is raising the security threat across the country. There will be retaliation from the Israeli forces, as we've heard. Almost certainly, that's going to unleash something again. The third intifada, that's what people are saying here. It's going to start any day now. Do you believe it's already started, or is this overdramatic?
Things keep on happening. You know, we keep on hoping that someone will be a responsible adult and make things quiet again. We had this hope last weekend with King Abdullah in Jordan. And Netanyahu went there, and John Kerry was there, and Kerry and Netanyahu both said that from now on it's going to be quiet. And then we heard the Palestinians declared some day of rage in Jerusalem, and this is the result of it.
Gil Hoffman, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you. Hoping for more peace in the future.
Absolutely. Gil Hoffman is the chief political correspondent for the Jerusalem Post.